This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Innuendo Bingo, with just the one of Matrix and Futurebound and Callum Scott, because they've got a new song out. I managed to say the keyword to the competition a lot, so I give away a lot of tickets to a lot of summer festivals. And I forget to tell Chris something quite big. It's a genuine mistake, but does make me look like a bit of a snake. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I don't generally like to bring any of our off-air disagreements, not that there are many. I don't like to bring them to the radio. I like to get them kind of sorted either before or after we come on air. But I think that's going to be quite a hard one to avoid today.
I just think you've been a little bit muggy, Muggy Mills, if you will. And, well, shall I explain why now?
Yeah, go on.
So I found out by accident this morning, you haven't actually told me this at all, but I overheard a conversation in the office and I heard that you're going on Saturday Kitchen this Saturday, which is obviously my favourite show.
Yeah, and but you I forgot that it was your favourite show.
No, you know it's my favourite show. And so what's happened, I think, is you've kept it purposefully quiet and then you were planning on just, I don't know what you were planning on doing, just appearing on the sly and then, what, expecting that I wasn't going to see it or something? And you know I'm disappointed because I've always said to you, if there's one show that we could go on together, just one, please can it be Saturday Kitchen?
I think that you're
so
taking...
what's happened?
I think you're taking this up with the wrong person. I don't book the guests.
I think it's a bit snaky. I think you're a bit of a snake.
Oh, there's no... no need for that.
It is muggy, though.
Right, okay. So, can you stop saying that word? I hate it.
Muggy Mills.
Stop it.
So what's your take on it, then?
Right, so I... to be honest, I forgot that it was this weekend, and you can't do it anyway. You can't. You're busy. You're going to another one of these extreme festivals somewhere, aren't you? On Saturday.
Yeah, but I think that you've timed it for when I'm away, and I think you were planning on just keeping it quiet. I think that's what you were doing.
Oh.
You've just said the word. Oh. Well, haven't you? Yeah.
Oh, this is going well. Look, I thought you were... I didn't know that it was this weekend, and then you're away anyway, so you can't have done it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, no, I haven't done it. No, it's fine.
Has been a real struggle.
Not a snake.
I urge anyone who's watching the show on Saturday mornings, please send in as many snake emojis as possible. BBC
Radio 1. Oh, I can't believe I've said the word and been called a snake.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills and... snake. Right, I'm going to take that off for you.
You are a snake. I agree with Ben and Haysham, who's texting saying, very disappointing in you, Scott. Bros before shows. And that's how I see it.
It's just a classic case of me being not very organised. I'm terrified of saying this word now. So you know that every morning you get a key word given and then if the word gets said again, you call up and you win tickets to some of these amazing festivals all summer. The word, which Greg James is now going to say, I just said.
Yeah, you say it. I'm allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say it.
Today's key word is weekend. That's weekend.
Which is a real problem for you, Scott, if you're going to be a bit snaky and muggy over the weekend. I can say it, I'm fine.
Okay, so I have said it. We're still going to do Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 and then we'll get to this. But I've said the word, so I need to fire this klaxon. And that means that the lines are now open and they will stay open for 5 minutes. If you want to win a pair of tickets to Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Transmit in Glasgow.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hurried into the studio. We've got Jamie, Matrix, and Callum Scott off of Matrix and Futurebound. Well, not Callum Scott's not off of Matrix and Futurebound.
Well, sort of is now.
He kind of is for this track. Hi, guys.
Hi, Scott. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm really good. There's a certain word I can't say today, and it's really stressing me out because we have to open the phone lines and give away tickets for summer festivals. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm terrified of saying the word.
It's just a particularly busy part of the show.
Yeah.
And so it's
really
stressing Scott out
really
a little bit.
Time.
What is it you can't say?
It's a funny one, isn't it? It's the 2 days of the week at the end of the week. That's what I'm not allowed to say. Ah, it's stressing me out. Anyway, guys, it's great to have you on today. Obviously, Callum, you've played bingo before.
I have.
And what was your experience? Tell Jamie.
Well, I got absolutely drenched, didn't I?
Yeah.
Chris's splashing games was on point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've told him to prepare for the worst.
And you know your track is former Tune of the Week for Matt Edmondson. How did you guys link up then?
We were working on that track for ages, and we were talking out who we could collaborate with to sing on it. And talking with our team at our label, and someone mentioned Callum's name, and we checked him out, and he's a awesome, awesome singer.
Right, isn't he? Yeah.
But Callum was first choice, right?
He was first, second, and last. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to suggest, Chris? we had a really long list, but we're excited to have you on today. We are going to play the track "Light Us Up," and then, if it's all right, we'll get.
I don't know if it's all right.
Well, I mean, it's going to have to be.
I don't know why you've been asking if it's all right. That's what you've been booked to do. We'll play "Light Us Up," Matrix and Future Bound. And Callum Scott, and then we will get you all in the wet seat for today's innuendo bingo after this.
Scott Mills.
It's sounding big, lads. It's sounding big. Matrix and Future Bound, and Callum Scott, "Light Us Up." Really good. Must be nice for you to do an up-tempo one.
I know, yeah.
Cheers,
Scott.
Point. Oh, it's good to see you. Right, so we've got Matrix, not Future... Where's Future Bound? Where's he?
He's on holiday in Dominican Republic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The money's obviously started to roll in.
Do you not have to... You don't have to take the same holidays, then?
No, definitely not. That'd be too much.
So, Jamie's here, who is Matrix, and also Callum Scott, and we are ready to play innuendo bingo today. Let's do this.
Let's go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Chris, tell them why you're calling me a snake today.
Mills is a snake because my favourite TV show, Saturday Kitchen, right? You been on Saturday Kitchen before, Callum?
No, I don't think so.
How about you, Jamie?
I've watched it.
But you'd really want to be on it, right?
Now, definitely.
Scott kept it quiet. I overheard in the office earlier that he's going on this weekend.
Nice.
He didn't tell me anything about it.
I forgot it was this weekend.
And we always had this agreement that we would go on the show together because it's my favourite. We're encouraging everyone to send snake emojis.
Oh, not again.
You haven't. He hasn't said it.
He did.
Oh, this is just horrendous.
This is
madness. I'm just not going to talk for the rest of the show.
You said it so confidently.
But you couldn't have said it at a worse time.
Oh, we've got to do it twice now. Right, let's do any other bingo. I'm so annoyed with myself. Oh, okay, right, here we go. Water, okay. Please. Block it from your mind. I'm so annoyed.
It's like two of them banked.
God, dude, you're going to run out of tickets. Okay, water, please, lads. I'm going to play the klaxon after Innuendo Bingo, and that means the lines will be open again.
Oh, shambles.
Not even... We're just 45 minutes into the show. Right, apparently that's the last two pairs of tickets. So even if I do say it again, deal with it. Oh, what a mess. Okay, here we go. Innuendo Bingo. First, we're going to BBC Two, and it's a show called Inside the Factory, a show which takes you behind the closed doors of your favourite factories. Now, I've never ever worked in a factory myself, but I have heard that working with certain substances and chemicals can sometimes cause this sort of thing.
So we are hitting now the 2.5 hours, and it's still not come.
It can happen. In the factory environment there.
So we are hitting now the 2.5 hours, and it's still not come.
Well, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
For anyone. For anyone. Water, please. Next, it's a favourite from last week. It's over to 24 hours in A&E on Channel 4. And the great and honourable doctors and nurses in A&E, they must see all types of injuries. But do you think they've ever seen anything like this? It sounds like a late night kind of injury to me.
God, it must be quite strong.
I'd done like most of the work myself.
He's a big boy, 6'6", stuck on some railings with two ladies in lycra sort of pulling him off.
Oh, no. Okay, good. And now we're going over to Danny Howard from the Hideout Festival in Croatia. Now, Jamie, you're a DJ, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's really exciting playing in front of huge crowds. They're all kind of like looking at you adoringly. But is it really this exciting?
It's been a week of boat parties, pool parties, beach parties, the world's biggest and best DJs, all coming to a climax right here, Friday night.
And now another favourite from last week, and we're crossing to Sky News and Adam Bolton. Water, please. Do you remember when Adam Bolton swallowed a fly?
Mm-hmm.
On TV. Let's relive that.
Certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, and what we can see is that
Adam, so-called, do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
you know, because I've been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right.
It's one of my faves. And the time the studio crossed over to him live halfway through a baguette.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
Did a little sandwich there. Wasn't expecting him to come back. Water, please. Adam's been at it again. Here he is, telling us about a very interesting political manifesto.
Well, Sky News requested an interview with the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, who's been doing the rounds this morning about the erection manifesto.
Oh, you got me in the eye.
Good game today.
Right in the eye.
Say again, Adam.
About the erection manifesto.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
Yes,
good. Yeah. Sorry.
And now, a classic from the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Remember that? Claire boarding with her trolley. Not you boarding the trolley. Now, I am no professional snowboarder, but if this what happens when you hit the home straight, then sign me up.
There's a beautiful rhythm to his riding.
Really, really nice.
It looks like a perfect metronome.
And as he comes over the brow into this last face, the crowd volume goes up. They're willing their man and they're sucking him home.
What are you on about?
They're willing their man home. They're sucking him home.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Water, please.
What? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Must be some kind of snowboarding term we don't know about.
I don't know.
Now we're going over to Jamie Oliver at Home on Channel 4, a cooking show where Jamie invites us into his house. Well, I don't really want to know what Jamie gets up to behind closed doors after hearing this.
So all I have to do now is rub it. Give it a really good rubbing. Get that in there. Right, we're not mucking about. Straight in there. Get your fingers in there and sort of massage it about. And rub it all over. Under the legs, the breasts. Turn it around. Lovely.
I was spitting out myself on that one.
He was
very thorough.
Prepping his bird there, of course.
Rub it all over, under the legs, the breasts, turn it around. Lovely.
Lovely. And finally... You okay, Chris?
I'm good. This game.
Finally, it's a classic from BBC Radio 4. And the programme, more or less... A show about all the numbers and statistics that we use in everyday life. It sounds thrilling. Now, I don't know what this segment in particular has got to do with facts and figures, but well, it all all sounds very relatable, at least.
He came into the studio with his juggling balls, which he introduced to us as George, Oliver, Penelope, Yolinda, Greg and William. Well, do you not name your balls? I have names for mine.
Yes. And that was a Matrix, not Future Bound, and Callum Scott, innuendo bingo. Thanks very much, guys, for being on.
Thank you.
Great game today. Now I've got to sort out this mess that I've made. Right, so you know that every time I say that key word, Chris, which is?
I can say it's weekend.
Yep. Then you can win tickets to Transmit in Glasgow. Annoyingly, I've said it again.
I haven't even dealt with the last one yet.
So that means that if the word gets repeated, the word you hear 8 o'clock in the morning every day, then we do have to open the lines again because I've said the keyword. So there it is.
Scott Mills.
Right. We got two callers now. Only one of them is going to be winning to go to Glasgow's Transmit Festival. All because I said, not on purpose, but I said today's key word, which I'm not supposed to say. Done it twice, in fact. Now, this is not going to happen again, because these are the last two pairs of tickets, because I've said it twice.
So it's fair enough. You can say the word now.
I can say it. Weekend, 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 weekend. See? Feels better. But yes, I have said it twice, which means we're going to do two rounds of the competition.
So well done, Mills.
Thank you. Going really well.
Although, do you know what? It's good if you want these tickets.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, hi, Aaron.
You're right.
Yeah, where are you?
Rochdale.
I'm Rochdale, okay. Ever been to Transmit before or anything like it?
I've not. No, I've been to Leeds Festival.
Okay, all right. So yeah, I know you really want to win these, so hang on. Ross, hello.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good. Cheers.
Whereabouts are you?
Hey, I'm in Glasgow, actually.
Okay, so it's you two together. Aaron, all you've got to do is tell me if the act, artist or bands that I give you are playing or not playing at Transmit this year. If you get it right, Ross must also get it right for the game to continue. But if you get it wrong and Ross gets it right, they'll win the tickets. If you both get it wrong, we keep on going. Clear on that, Aaron?
Yeah, clear.
You got it, Ross?
Yep.
Okay, so you have 5 seconds to answer with playing or not playing. And the first answer you give will be final. This is for a pair of Friday, Saturday and Sunday tickets to Transmit in Glasgow. Okay, let's do this. Aaron, is Stormzy playing Transmit?
Playing.
What was that?
Playing.
Okay.
Playing.
Is correct. Stormzy is playing. Ross, you ready?
Yep.
Ross, are Chase and Status playing Transmit? 5 seconds.
Not playing.
Also correct. Chase and Status are not playing, so you're both right. Okay, on to the next one. Aaron, are the band Yonaka playing Transmit?
Not playing.
Aaron, I'm afraid you are wrong. They are playing.
So it comes down to you now, Ross. If you get this right, you get the tickets.
Okay, Ross.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Ross, are the band White Room playing Transmit?
Not playing.
You're actually wrong. They are playing, which means you're both back on. We're going for another round.
Round three.
Wow. Okay. Aaron's really pleased about that. Okay, Aaron.
Yeah.
Are All Time Low playing Transmit?
Not playing.
That is correct. They are not. Ross.
Yep.
Is Aloe Black playing Transmit?
Playing.
Ross, I'm afraid Aloe Black is not playing. Which means
Yes,
Aaron,
Aaron.
You've won the ticket.
No. You are on. So, Transmit in Glasgow, loads of amazing acts. I know you said you've been to Leeds before, but this is a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Aaron.
Cheers, nice one.
Nice one. See you in a bit. Have fun.
Scott Mills.
Have we got energy today?
BBC Radio 1's Summer of Festivals.
Bring it.
This is Scott Mills. So I said the keyword twice in today's show. Wasn't supposed to. Just kind of slipped out, really, which means we're doing two rounds of this competition. Two callers are now on the line again. Only one of them will be winning their way to the Transmit Festival in Glasgow. Joe on line one, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Good, so you're working in Aberdeen at the moment?
Yeah, we're working in Aberdeen and then heading back to Fife soon.
All right, I know that you would love to go to this. Who would you most like to see at Transmit?
Kasabian.
Straight away, straight in with an answer, Kasabian. Yep, they're definitely on. Wait right there. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Do you want to go?
Yes!
Yeah. Yes! Okay, right, so this is what's going to happen. Let's start with Joe. Joe, all you need to do is tell me if the act, artist or bands that I give you are playing or not playing at Transmit this year, okay?
Okay.
If you get it right, then Rebecca must also get it right for this game to continue. But if you get it wrong and Rebecca gets it right, then she'll get the tickets. If you both get it wrong, we keep going and you're back in play. Both understand?
Yeah.
This is going to be great if you win this. So you've got 5 seconds. You must only say playing or not playing. And the first answer you give will be final. This is for a pair of Friday, Saturday and Sunday tickets to Transmit in Glasgow. Let's do this. Joe, is Jamie Perkins playing Transmit?
Not playing.
Is correct. Not playing. From the band The Pretty Reckless, who are not on the bill. That's a hard one.
Mm.
Rebecca.
Yep.
Is Oscar Pollock playing Transmit?
Playing.
Is correct. Oscar is in Sundara Karma.
Right.
Did you know that?
No, just a wild guess.
Ah, you see, that's what you've got to do. You've got to guess.
So we're going to round two, Scott.
Round two, here we go. Joe.
Yes.
Are the band Superfood playing Transmit?
Not playing.
That is wrong. They are playing Transmit. So, Rebecca, you've got to get this right.
If you get this right, Rebecca, you win the tickets.
Okay?
Cool. Yeah.
Are the band Peace playing Transmit?
Not playing.
She's saying Peace are not playing. Which is correct!
Woo!
Yes!
Woo!
Well done, unlucky Joe. Rebecca, have an amazing time, won't you?
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jacob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello. Hello, Joe. I like gentlemen. What are you doing at the moment?
Just driving home.
Okay. Any plans for tonight?
See my mate, going to go down and have a drink. I'm not in work till tomorrow afternoon, so best celebrate.
Oh, boom.
Nice, Tuesday as well. Tuesday used to be the big night out for me, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it was like, round where I was, there was Trinity was open. It was like the Tuesday night was the like main student night. But then I had to rein it in after a while.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And then you just go back to your...
Tuesday's boring for me now.
Are they?
Yeah, generally speaking. Although you've said we might go for a drink.
I think we should, because it's sunny here at the moment. You used to then go back to that accommodation, which was the old people's home. Do you remember I came to see you when you were
at uni? Yeah.
Former old people's home, which meant it had excellent facilities getting up the stairs.
Well, that's it, and had sort of rails on the walls and stuff.
Rails
like
everywhere. Just... Rails here, rails there, rails here, rail there. And how old are you, Jacob?
Sorry?
How old are you?
18.
And where do you live?
Torbay.
Okay, cool. Oh, lush. Okay. Right, this is what I've got for you today. See if you like this choice.
Oh.
Is that a good noise or a bad noise?
That is a very good noise.
Okay. So this is Kooks, Naive.
Brilliant.
You like this one, right?
I love this one.
Okay.
In 2006.
Torbay says yes to Kooks.
It is a tune. It's quite old, but it is a tune. Well, you're going to have my choice today, which is it. Bit of Gorgon City. I'm waiting for his noises, Scott. That's the thing, and I'm not hearing any. It's Gorgon City, all four walls.
Maybe silence is golden.
Well, we're about to find out.
I think you can probably tell by my noises, it's got to be the Kooks today.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Got to be.
Yeah. Wasn't really going to lose, was I, really, with that?
No. That was a great choice.
That's Kooks and Naive. So many people are saying that they've just got their radios on maximum volume for that, including this person. I don't have your name, but I know you're Taps Al from the Tractor in Shropshire. Also, Lindsay, loving that. Jason from Middlesbrough. The list goes on. Great bangers choice. Looking forward to seeing the Kooks at Transmit on Saturday. That's from Kay. Well done, Jacob. Great choice today. Luke in Torbay. Good one.
Scott Mills.
We're not going to do Real or No Real today. That's back tomorrow. We've had to move things around a bit because of my complete incompetence in the first hour of the show where I said the word weekend, which is now fine to say. But I said the key word weekend twice, which means we had to do two rounds of the competition for the summer festivals. So Real or No Real, back tomorrow. Right, that's no need for this now. What's your main issue?
I think the main issue is that, obviously, I love Saturday Kitchen so much as a show, and I think it's largely born from jealousy, because I'd really like to go on that show, but also, you know that we had that agreement, which would be us both going on that show together, because, all right, you're a fan of the show, but not as much as me, right?
I do like it, but yeah, you're a massive fan.
But I love it, I just think it's a bit Muggy Mills of you.
You think I should have... Well, I don't make the bookings on the show, do I?
And you've done it the one weekend that I'm not here, like, and didn't say anything about it to try keep it a secret.
I don't think that's true. I didn't try and keep it a secret from you. I just forgot that it was this weekend.
I think my hunch is you did, but I think people on the day that you're on this Saturday should send you loads of snake emojis and. If you do happen to see Scott out and about, I don't know, if you're going to a DJ gig or something, have you got any of those coming up?
Maybe.
It'd be good if people brought rubber snakes with them and stuff like that. Scott
Mills. Okay, right, so you wanted this. Here she is, the big cheese, the head honcho, the big boss hot sauce of Saturday Kitchen. It's Amanda Ross. Hello.
Hello there. Hi. I'm sorry if it's a bit noisy because I'm actually at Hampton Court Palace. For the flower show, we're doing the live show here every day with the Hairy Bikers leading up to Saturday Kitchen on Saturday.
Yes, so I'll be joining you at Hampton Court on Saturday for the
You're at Hampton
show.
Court for it?
Yes, outside broadcast.
Yeah, we're really excited about having Scott on the show finally, because I know we've been trying to get him for a while, so it's really great that you can come, and it's a really exciting one to come on, Scott.
I'm so excited.
It's the first time we've done a live OB, so it's real people out with the audience, and it's been really great with the Hairy Bikers, so I'm really glad it's you, because you're so good with the crowds and stuff like that normally.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about.
Like. Also, I'm excited that it's a barbecue special.
It's not just barbecue. We've got like a pizza oven. We've got one of those
That's my favourite.
Things. And and so we're cooking in the wood-fired oven, and it's Matt Tebbit hosting, so it's really, I'm so chuffed it's you. Thank you.
Are you going to be there on Saturday?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay, awesome.
Hang on. I don't understand where this call's gone. No, why didn't you invite me, Amanda? You know how much I love the show.
Yeah, I know. I do, but didn't anyone invite you?
Well, this is what we're trying to work out. Scott is saying that I was invited, except I was away this weekend.
No, I had a chat with one of the researchers, and she said, is Chris going to come down? And I was like, I think he's away.
Well, what does come down mean? That suggests, like, This is what I mean. This is what I think's a little bit snaky in this situation here. Is last time we spoke, Amanda, yeah. I was left with the impression that there was a very small chance that I might be the new presenter of Saturday Kitchen.
Well, you know the small in very small.
Yeah.
I think it was sort of, didn't we sort of establish that you're not really a chef and then you're very good at cooking? And have you sort of noticed that everyone who's had a go at hosting is like pretty good chef?
Some
like
of them are all
Matt
right.
Matt Tebbutt. Mm. Shall I tell Michelle Roux Jr. that? He's all right.
Yeah.
He'll be upset because Jerry Halliwell thought he was a girl. So a couple of weeks ago. So and now you're saying he's all right.
No, I'm being called a snake here, Amanda.
I think it's a little bit muggy. I do think it's a bit muggy.
Well,
because it's my favourite show.
I know that, but you're a bit of a fangirl. I'm not sure if we can really trust you not to run on set. Can I trust you not to run on set?
I was hoping to be on the set in the sense that I was really hoping to be on the show. I found this out by accident this morning that Scott is going to be on Saturday Kitchen this weekend. I always thought that if we go on...
Well, you have been funny this month, so I'm really... you should ask Scott why he's been keeping it a secret
this
for months.
This is what I mean. Like,
because he's been, like, planning it for months. Scott, why didn't you tell him?
Why didn't you tell me, snake? I don't think... I'm not putting myself...
Aren't you busy anyway? Aren't you busy?
Yeah, but that's why I think it's been done on this weekend, because I'm away.
Because the thing is, you could have come down if you hadn't have been busy.
Come down
doesn't suggest be on the show. I could watch from distance.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. Ask Scott.
But what is this down to me now?
What I struggle with slightly with this is just because there's only very few shows that Scott should be on the show. Right, he's very famous.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
But if there was going to be one show that I could go on with Scott or go on, it would be Saturday Kitchen. I've never kept that a secret. And it looks muggy, this.
Well, if you change your plans, we can change ours.
But I can't.
It is a live show.
See,
Why not? What are you doing on Saturday that's more important than you coming to see your supposedly favourite show?
I'm going to an extreme festival just outside the Arctic Circle. So, conveniently as well for all this.
You are joking.
No, I'm not. I'm filming a show on the edge of the Arctic Circle.
For BBC.
Oh, my goodness.
For BBC. Can I make one request, Amanda? When he does appear on the show, you know how you show the names underneath? So when you're watching, it says Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ, that kind of thing. Can you put Scott Mills and then maybe underneath it could just say, I don't know, Culinary Snake or something like that? It is a bit muggy though, Amanda, I'm not going to lie. I know you're a boss and all, but...
Okay, how about if we did a double caption, so it goes Scott Mills, and then we do a reveal, sadly Chris Stock couldn't make it.
Wasn't available. Yes, that works for me, actually. That's actually a decent compromise.
I'll do that.
Well, listen, you're a high-flying TV executive, so we'll let you go, but Chris
Thank
just
you.
Wanted to call.
It is a bit muggy, though.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, good to speak to you, babes.
Scott Mills.
The amount of snake emojis I'm getting at the moment is ridiculous.
Well, hopefully on Saturday morning there'll be even more.
Like, all of my Twitter is just snake, and same on Insta.
So if it's... maybe you could make that your heaven or hell choice, couldn't you? Just full on snake. But
well, you could be using a dish with how salty you're being right now.
True. True. I really hope if you are going to watch this Saturday Kitchen Live thing on Saturday morning that you bring a few rubber snakes with you. That would make me so happy.
Right, okay. I do feel bad. But honestly, I haven't done this out of any kind of... It's not some great plan.
You have. You
I
have,
haven't.
But that's fine. I'm just... Do you know what? The reason I'm getting a bit salty, as you put it, is mainly jealousy anyway.
Yeah, but
because I think it's awesome what you're doing. I'm just gutted.
But I knew that you couldn't be on this week, and this
That's
week is when I've been booked.
It.
No, I didn't. I don't choose it. The producers choose it, don't they? Anyway, I feel bad. I do feel bad because I know it looks bad, and I don't want this situation. I don't want any bad kind of feeling or anything.
But you're the new Muggy Mike.
I'm not. So during that song, I've actually just been on text to Amanda, the boss from Saturday Kitchen that we just spoke to, and I've managed to secure you a VT.
Doing what?
I saw Alice Levine do one the other week. They put you on location.
That would be awesome. I'm well up for that.
That's actually happening.
But is it something more than taking out the bins or like what
no,
have you? Have
you're
you screwed...
actually you're going to be on the show.
Oh, that
like doing a proper video.
Well, mate, I'd love that. That'd be a massive honour.
She said that's
really?
Going to happen.
That's happening
in future weeks.
Right. Well, let's see if that happens.
It will.
Yeah. All right.
Bit better.
That would be awesome.
A bit better, yeah.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.